FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. Mainly dry and bright with morning cloud thinning and breaking, leaving sunshine for many. A few showers may develop in places, particularly over higher ground. Feeling warm in the sunshine with a maximum temperature of 23 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
A fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder?
Food and Drink Show this Wednesday afternoon with Lee and Phil. No producer Morgs.
Where is he? Where is he?
He's on fire training.
I'll let him off.
You know, for his full-time job.
Go on, I'll let him off. I'll let him off.
Yeah, but can you imagine this week is firehouse training where they go into that little building that is filled with burning pallets and smoke and they're not, hey, ready for this? You'll get this. And then on half of the burning pallets, they cover it with wet straw and hay.
So it's nice and smoky.
So it generates smoke. Can you imagine doing that in this temperature?
Is that what he calls this BA?
Yes.
What does the BA stand for? Do we know?
Breathing apparatus.
Ah, okay.
So it's his BA course. So as well as learning how to use all the breathing stuff, yeah, They learn how to go into burning buildings and what have you. So fairly intensive, but in these temperatures, oh my goodness.
So basically we're not getting coffee and treats today.
We're not getting coffee and treats. Oh, we've had to get our own, and boy...
Did we?
Didn't we go get our own? As you may have seen from the Facebook post, Phil and I, it was his idea, I have to say, took a trip to Haslingden. And there is a notorious, in fact, world-famous pie shop and bakery called Sissy Green's. And because Phil hadn't had his weekly Sissy Green,
oi, oi, oi.
He said, well, let's just go and get them. And we did. More about that later. For those of you that are appreciators of the Sissy Green's meat pie and also... the chili beef pie.
Oh.
Phil's favourite. We're going to be talking about those today. We've got quite a few here that we're going to taste live on air. Plus all the usual foodie news roundup for you here, not just from the Ribble Valley, but the Nationals too.
When she was 22, the future looked bright. She's nearly 30 now and she's...
That's the number of pies we bought yesterday.
You're not far off.
I was going to say, I'm not far off, am I? And so, really, without further ado, because, yes, we did have some yesterday. Of course we ate them. But we did bring some into... Oh, here we go. He's opening one now. So, we are going with the regular meat pie first. Phil, you get the first bite. Tell me what you think about that. Now, they're not overly big. I'll keep talking while he's chewing away. They're not overly big. They're almost like the Oddie's beef patty.
Mm.
Like a little tiny...
Oh, my goodness me.
Right, verdict while you pass me that other half. Thank you.
They're just like... They are a, that is a good pie. That is a good pie. That is the pastry on it is just. They're a bit of a funny shape, aren't they? And you were telling me that
it's called. it's called hand raised.
Yeah, you were telling me like the process in that, but I couldn't really care. But they are. That is
the pastry. And do you know what else I can tell? There's no heartburn coming with that.
No.
Later on,
no.
There is absolutely no heartburn coming with that.
It's like a mincemeat filling. That's what I quite like about it.
Yeah.
It's a bit... Ugh.
But the big one for me, pepper. I'm getting lots of pepper in there.
Like white pepper, though, not a, like a punch of black pepper.
Yeah. They are absolutely stunning. Now, locally... you can go to CJ's Sandwich Shop. They stock Sissy Greens, and you've also got Stansfield's. If there's another shop out there in the Ribble Valley that stocks them, and we've not mentioned that, please do let us know. Studio at ribblefm.com.
We need to know where we can get our fix.
We need to know where we can get our fix when the others run out. Larger than life. Wish they were larger than these pies. Now, Phil, next. This is your favourite, so you're going first on this one, yeah? This is the beef and chilli. Now, it's a little bit bigger than the old regular beef one, but honestly, the smell...
Oh, my, look at the size of that bit of chilli.
It's red hot. It's absolutely red hot here in the studio as well, because, let me just work it out, we are south-facing... So we have the sun coming through the rear of the studio windows here at Chapman.
Oh, my goodness.
Day.
That's even better.
Now, you like your spicy stuff,
like
though, don't you?
It's a builder.
Yeah.
The spice level is a builder.
Yeah.
But when it hits you, it is, especially with the size of that chilli that I've just eaten. But you can see the seeds in it as well, which is, that's where a bit of the kick is. Oh, just have a bit of that.
Oh, come really?
On. Come on, eat it.
Hang on a sec. That's far too hot for me. No,
I wondered what you were doing with it.
I thought you said it was a builder.
It is a builder.
Holy maloly.
I didn't think that was going to go in as fast as it did either. Fair play.
I'm hungry.
They had chilies in. But I know you don't like them.
That is totally the wrong thing for me right now, because it's so hot, as in weather-wise. Well, it's muggy. It's muggy, isn't it?
It's muggy, it's a bit close. That's going to carry on going for you as well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is building now. For a regular pie, do you not think that's a little bit too hot?
No.
Really?
No, you've got to have a bit... If you're doing a flavoured pie, you've got to have a punch with that meat, I think. It's like a steak and pepper pie. You want it to be black, big lumps of black peppercorn that are going to give you that... Oosh,
yeah.
Come on.
Rest of that's going back in bag. Fanta, please.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens.
See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favourite tunes, maps and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicles secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Summer's here and it's the perfect time to transform your kitchen. At Ramsbottom Kitchen Company, our family-run business has been serving the Northwest for nearly 30 years with stunning kitchens at prices you won't find anywhere else. Visit our showroom on Union Street, Ramsbottom, and discover amazing designs to suit every style and budget. Don't miss out. Make this summer the season you live, love and eat in style with Ramsbottom Kitchen Company. Pop in today or go to ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Hey, have you lost weight?
No, I've just had my bra fitted properly, so everything is right where it should be. Remember, any good outfit starts with the right foundations. If your boobs aren't up where they should be, being supported and making you feel comfortable, then nothing is going to look or feel right. You wouldn't put a size 7 foot in a size 3 shoe now, would you? Perfect Fit by Carol, with more sizes than you can imagine, and fitting so easy. There's no tape measures involved. It's practically magic. You'll wonder why you didn't visit sooner. Visit them on King Street, Clitheroe, or check out their Facebook page. Perfect Fit by Carol, getting you your perfect fit.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
I'm burning up, way beyond the zone.
Fulford and Amber Mark with Heat. I've got a bit of a question for you.
Is it a Ribble Valley question? Is it a national question? Because we do cover a bit of the foodie news from all over the gaff,
don't
we?
Well, I say this is foodie news. It's more of a scientific finding. I don't know whether it's a new thing or an old thing.
Please tell me we're not getting onto lab-produced meat again.
Well, that was my, next one. You've ruined that. Thanks. Is it better?
Yeah.
So there's three stages of a banana, isn't there? Green?
Yeah.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Brown?
Yeah. Black.
Yeah. So, yeah, go on, four. Is it better to eat bananas when they're green or yellow?
As in, better for me taste-wise or...
No, better for your body.
Oh, right. I'm going to say green.
It is green.
Yeah.
Because the glucose doesn't release as quickly. However, if the banana's going brown and it's a little bit mushy, you know, when you're using it for banana bread...
Has it turned all into sugar then?
That is when you want the energy hit. If you want some quick, clean energy...
Yeah.
That's when you need a bit of a mushier banana.
Ah.
Interesting.
So when you did your Race for Life on behalf of our sister station Radio Burnley...
Sorry, you mean when I...
And you won. Yeah.
Race Cross Pendle.
Yeah, when you won it. Yeah. What did you use for your energy stuff doing that? Anything in particular?
So when I won it...
Actually, half won it, because you did have a partner.
Yeah, I did. I had PT with us.
Yeah.
But when we won it... Won it. We were using
Echo Lab. Won it.
We were using bananas and flapjacks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flapjacks for the sugar and the carbs.
Yeah.
And the bananas.
Bananas for the boom.
That's the energy,
that's
isn't
the
it?
Energy. Yeah. That's what. Yeah.
It's really interesting because good friend of mine, Adrian.
Yeah.
Once did a race that I know not many people even attempt. Right. And I'd love to see you do it as a sponsorship next year. I think you could do it. Have you heard of the Haworth Hobble?
Yes.
Right, so Adrian did the Haworth Hobble. Now, bearing in mind, you know Aid, fit lad, for his age now, he might struggle, but he was your age when he did it. And I thought, I don't understand why all this, like, considerations going into what food he's going to take with him, what supplements he's going to take with him. And when I saw him come across the finish line, completing it, and instantly go and find a corner to throw up, I have never seen athletes coming in such a state. And these were all brutal. Like, you know, racing type, you know, these tall, thin guys, long gaits, you know, so they were getting good stretch. But they said at the time, they were all brown bananas, and just like dropping one every couple of kilometres just to, you know... Not that dropping one. Honestly.
Children.
What are you lying?
Anyway, my next one. Have I got time?
Yeah, go on quickly.
An unassuming building in Stratford, East London. There's a British startup, Better Dairy, making cheese that has never seen an udder, which tastes like the real thing. It is lab-grown cheese. Would you?
I think the curiosity would probably get the better of me. But in my mind, I'm already saying no.
Yeah, I'm there as well with cheese. Yeah. I just can see it being like a rubbery.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the stuff they put on supermarket pizzas.
Oh, no.
You know, do you know, it's just basically fat, isn't it, that looks like it's melted.
I'll tell you what, you know, on a Sunday morning...
I'll tell you what.
On a Sunday morning when I go for a walk...
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Hardly.
And I kind of like... I've got one of them little thingies off Amazon. I hope you're not having your lunch. But I've got one of them things off Amazon where you can, like, get all the hard skin off your feet. Yeah, right. That hard skin off the soles of my feet is more like cheese than whatever you've just mentioned.
Yeah.
Honestly. I can't. It's not happening.
No, I don't think so either.
We're not doing lab-grown food. We're just not. It's not Space 1999. End of. Thinking about your love.
Sometimes and you can get discouraged when it seems as though our working lives are keeping us apart. Put your trust in me, baby, don't you worry, and it won't be long now, so we must be strong. There were times I knew I let you down so badly. I never knew then what losing your love would mean to me.
beside you. Till I hold you in my arms again, I find it hard to smile. So I'm asking you, be faithful to me, baby. Cause I'm coming through.
Thomas, Thinking About Your Love, massive hit from the 90s. Loving a bit of Kenny Thomas, who is currently touring the UK, and I think they've done another date for the Manchester Arena.
How do you know that?
I was checking earlier, because I like Kenny Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big follower. Right, we went out to eat this last week.
Yeah, we called it carb loading because it was the day before the Racecross Pendle, so we called it carb loading so we could eat what we wanted.
So I said, right, if you want to really load up and get plenty of fuel in, ready for your race across Pendle, let's go and have a proper pub tea.
Yeah, I won that, by the way.
Oh, so boring. Anyway, we'd had word in the morning that one of our board of directors, Mark Hartley, had decided to take his good lady wife, Jeannie, to a particular pub not too far from the studios. And he said, Lee, that lunch was amazing. So when the boys turned up, there was me, Morgs and Phil. I said, shall we go to...
Oh, John, hang on.
The Brown Cow at Chapman.
Hey.
So went to see my old friend Dave Clay up at the Brown Cow. Wonderful evening. Sat outside for a little bit, had a nice chilled beverage. And then we went in and we had... everything. Starter, main course, puddings. Yeah?
Bosh.
And in a nutshell, just truly, truly
stunning.
Incredible.
Unbelievable food.
Stunning.
Unbelievable food.
Now, I know Dave prides himself on telling you when you stood at the bar. It's his little party piece. He can't help it. Everything we're making here, we make ourselves. Now, considering that we had a fair spectrum, didn't we, off the menu?
Yeah.
We had the salt and pepper prawns, and they were so authentic, it was
prawns?
Untrue.
No, it was squid, wasn't
squid,
it?
Squid, salt and pepper squid, sorry. And they were so authentic, just like you get in any Cantonese. What did you go for, Phil?
Just a pate.
Oh, you went for pate, didn't you?
Pate to start, yeah. And then I had
a... It's one of them that when he goes for a full Indian, he goes, I'll just have prawn cocktail, please.
We're a British pub. Let's go for the British classic.
You went for the pate. Then what did you do for main?
I did steak pudding. Oh, my goodness me.
Proper baby's head, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. But, like, real big, fat chunks of steak in it and the gravy throughout. Oh, yes, please. I could do that again now.
And the chips. The chips were proper chips, weren't they?
Yeah, mushy peas were brilliant.
Now, both Morgs and I went for...
Dirty Burger.
The Dirty Burger.
Now, I don't think it's called that, by the way.
No, it's not, but it was Dirty Burger. It was the Brown Cow House Burger. but it was cheese. It was there was everything on it.
It was topped with beef brisket,
which, as you know, the flavour of brisket is just ridiculous. When I bit into the burger, the big giveaway, it was slightly pink in the middle. Now, when you make a steak burger, they can be pink in the middle. If you're going somewhere like Mackey's or whatever, if it's not cooked, I won't be eating it. But a proper steak burger should be slightly pink in the middle.
Pudding?
We'd
got a bit too far by that point, hadn't we?
Honestly, really? I literally could not finish that burger. There was that much. And again, the same chips, etc. But pudding, you went for the sticky toffee.
Well, we sort of did a table share by that point, didn't we? We did a sticky toffee.
Can I have three spoons?
Three spoons, please. Two desserts and three spoons. We're a bit too fat now. Morgy ordered a...
The old-fashioned school dinner jam roly-poly made with sweet pastry. Right, without going into too much detail, heartily, 100% recommend you going for your tea.
Five star. Or
a lunch at the Brown Cow at Chapman. Congrats to Dave and all his team there. Service superb. Food incredible. Atmosphere brilliant. What a great show. Cheers for that, Dave. And it was a good pint as well, yeah. So cheers for that. Right, new single from Christine and the Queens. Absolute crazy bird cheers. This is called Catching Feelings.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
The Kings of Swing are live in concert. Three wonderful singers and the Kings of Swing Orchestra. Don't miss this chance to join the party. 2 hours of the greatest hits delivered in swinging style at the Lowther Pavilion, Lytham St. Anne's on the 17th of July. If swing is your thing, this is the show for you. For tickets, visit lowtherpavilion.co.uk. For hotel and show packages, daminihotel.co.uk.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin. We're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
When nothing's broken, but you've never been so broke. They say a phoenix should rise from the smoke, but the flames don't come no matter how much you tow. But you can find joy in the darkest times. Just gotta remember to turn on the light. Only regret what you
Jana Devlin, Best Live here on Ribble FM. It is the Food and Drink Show with Lee and Phil. And yes, we brought you back this week because we've not done it for a bit. Phil, that age-old question.
Yep.
What did you have for your tea last night?
Driving home, I left here a little bit late.
Yeah.
Couldn't be bothered cooking, you know me.
Yeah.
Fish, chips and curry sauce.
Oh, chippy tea.
I stopped for a chippy.
Oh, because over at Burnley we do chippy tea on a Tuesday. Is that what set you off?
That's what set me off.
Which one did you go to? Nora Street?
I did, yeah.
Nora Street chippy.
Yep. Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It hits a spot, doesn't it, fish and chips?
Yeah.
When you're really hungry on the way home.
Still low. £9.30. £9.30 for fish, chips and curry.
Really?
It's madness. It's madness, but...
Crikey.
You know, when you just fancy it, it could have been 50 quid and I'd probably still pay it.
Still have it. Go on. Well, Friday, we had to go to local food wholesalers.
Yeah.
And they had a special offer on a bag of pre-cooked but frozen king prawns.
Okay.
And I just thought...
Is that not a bit dodge?
No.
All right.
No. So I thought, right, okay. Anyway, Sunday night, I was going to do it and I didn't. So I did it last night, but I got a portion out, just enough for a prawn cocktail.
So you've just been slagging me about like doing basic food, and you, last night you made a prawn cocktail.
What's my name?
Did you put it in? Oh, yeah, you've lead it.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go.
These prawns were absolutely huge. Shredded baby gem lettuce, yeah, homemade Mary Rose sauce, mayonnaise, ketchup, a little bit of Worcester, and a little bit of balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper. That's for the sauce. Dice some tomatoes and just a slice of brown bread. Pile the prawns on top of the lettuce. Put a load of that sauce on. And that's all I had. And it was truly delicious.
Did you not put them in like a champagne? what they call them, glasses? you not like dish them into that
in
first?
A gin bowl. no, thank you. I didn't.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
It has been a fantastic day, fantastic show here on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show. Now, Phil is currently tucking into the last of the Sissy Greens pies that we got to taste. This one was the pork, black pudding and cheese. Quick one, Phil, because we are running out of time. Yeah, it works. Pork and black pudding is always a good combination.
Yeah, it works. bit of pastry down my throat there, wrong way. Go on, but yeah, it does work. It's a good... Yeah, they can make pies, those guys.
So there you go. The Sissy Greens, the brown cow, all top-notch fodder. Thanks for joining us today on the Food and Drink Show. We'll see you next week. Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
I'm somebody trying to live a good life, trying to feel all right, trying to sleep at night. I'm somebody who gets it wrong, who never stays long, who never sits by. Sometimes you gotta go it alone. Have a little hope. Like my mother said, to make you feel better. Been the truth, cause I'm losing my mind. I've been dragging myself into Armageddon. But before that's all that I know, have a little hope. Have a little hope.
have a little hope.
Ribble FM.